GKN Birmingham workers rally against plant closure. Joe Foster, Birmingham North Socialist Party. Socialist Party members attended the rally on the 7th of July to support workers at GKN Driverline factory in Addington, Birmingham. See Save Jobs, Save Livelihoods, Save GKN Automotive, Nationalize the Plant at socialistparty.org.uk. The factory, bought by asset strippers Melrose 3 years ago, is set to close in 2022, transferring work to Europe. The 150 Unite workers present Herd Berry Gardiner, Labour shadow cabinet member, emphasising getting a good package, i.e. redundancy. And that owners Melrose should show respect and listen. Senior Unite officials sent messages of solidarity in a similar vein. Ian Ward, leader of Birmingham City Council, had the brass neck to turn up in a chauffeur-driven Jag, having slashed jobs, and spent £6 million on a scab army to try and break the bin workers' strike. Plant convener Frank Duffy, with 30 years at the site, gave the only ray of hope through the wet showers. Despite the government supposedly setting aside £380 million for a vehicle electrification revolution, the workers' alternative plan, which only required £11 million investment, small change for Melrose, was rejected by management out of hand. The fight continues, with a consultative ballot for industrial action and plans for wider support. Socialist Party members spoke to GKN workers. An apprentice said he was unlikely to secure a job with the same pay and security. A bin worker on social media congratulated us on our support of GKN and Birmingham Council workers. We will continue to help widen support for their struggle.